Zebulon. That's why I need the second Pasuk now. The Yotzachinim know that the Yotzachinim know even by an islandess also there is a mechira of an Amavriya. The father has a right to sell his islandess. And the locker is if he sells her when she's 18 years old, the sale takes place for another 2 years. When she becomes 20 years old, now it's nizgala that she's an islandess. So she goes out free when she's 20. But until 20 though, the sale was a good sale. And if the master married her right away in between, the kedushin is chal, because that's the law, you are allowed to sell even an islandess. Now the Gemara says, Lama Baravashi, Tiyom Avalav Kavachaymahu, he said that the Kavachaymah, Ay, Ho Amrina, we said, Milsa the Yasni Vikavachaymah, Torah Vikosavakru. In other words, we just got to understand that the Torah does write things down even though you can know from a Kavachaymah. So Gemara says, Hani Mili Hechad Elek Lishnuya, that's only if you have no other Teretz. Avul Hechad Ikol Lishnuya Mashninam. But where we do have a good teretz, it was always better to say a better teretz. In other words, lechatchila, we would not like to say the teretz says something extra, since we would have known it through a kal v'chayma. Lechatchila, we would rather say the pasuk is teaching us something else. Just if we're stuck, we have nothing else to learn. And you want to ask the question, it's extra, we can offer a kal v'chayma, you should know that's not a question. Even though we can offer a kal v'chayma, sometimes the Torah writes it down. But if you could go to give an answer, a reason why the Torah wrote it, it's better to say the new reason rather than just saying the learner from a kal v'chayma. Now the Gemara says this. So far, this is one way how we know Kesef Kedushin. How do we know you could marry off with Kesef? From this pasuk of the Yotzachina main Kesef, that there's money in another place by Kedushin. This is one way we know that you can marry and make Kedushin with Kesef. Now the Gemara says, "V'tana ma'islam yocha." There's another brice, another time learns it from this pasuk. The tanya we learned, and this is the way the Gemara says, "Nav beizim abeiz." The pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isha." When a man takes his wife, ubol and Elizabeth, for all you then will come out and lotim sachem b'yeno kimotza be'avazdova. They'll give her a get. But our core point, the pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isha." When a man takes his wife, so we dash from what does yikach mean? And ki chelav bekesef. Kicha means through money. In other words, you give money and make kedushin with your wife through kesef. Give her a ring, show the kesef. The chaynu wayim is also possible that it says nasati kosef asod kach mimeni. Here's the money and take it from me. So mashma the kinyan goes through kesef. So Mar says now v'aloi dinu. Really, it's a kal v'chaim. It's a svar like that kesef should be good by kedushin. Like, why do I need a new pasuk? So Mar says uma omavriya. Madachon Amavriya, when you sell your maid Amavriya, Shena Niknes Bebiya, you cannot be kind of Amavriya with Biya, by living with her. Still Niknes Bekesev, you could be kind of with Kesev. If so, Zu, your wife, She Niknes Bebiya, one of the three Kinyonim is Biya. If you start live with your wife, Lashem Kedushin, that's a Maitre Kedushin. If so, Enodin, isn't it a Svara She Tikna Bekesev, that you should also be able to kind of your wife with Kesev? It's like, why do I need a pasuk of ki yikach ish isha to dash and kesef? I should know from a svara. Learning out from Amavriya, I could make kedushin with kesef. Svara says, yivoma techiach noa, bring it by yibum to show you not like this. She niknes b'biyah. We know a yibum there, the mitzvah is to make biyah. The kinyan is only biyah. And vi eina niknes b'kesef. There's no kinyan with kesef. To see, it's possible to say there's a kinyan of Bia and no kinyan kesef. So therefore, we can learn out kedushin from Omavriya, that maybe kedushin is only with Bia, not with kesef. So Mara says no. Mali Yavam is different. She can ena niknes b'shtar. Yavam does not have the other kinyan of shtar either. Maybe that's why there's no kesef via yibum. But tiyama b'zul. But here, when you marry your wife, she niknes b'shtar. Like we know so far, it's given is there is Biya and there is Shtar. So your wife, you could be kind of with the two ways for sure. With Shtar with Biya, if so, isn't it for sure you should be kind of with Kesef from Omavriya? Like Madach Omavriya does not have Shtar, does not have Biya. She has Kesef, so if so, your wife should also be able to be kind of with Kesef. And this the Gemara says, Tamlam, and the Pasuk says, Ki Yikachish. That's why we have the Pasuk, Ki Yikachish, that when you marry your wife, you could do it through Kesef. So it doesn't make any sense what we're saying right now. That's for the Eskimo right away. Halomali Kro, Ha'asyulei. Like, what are you asking me? What in the pasuk for? What do you answer him now? We need a pasuk. You're just answering fakir, just the opposite. That really we do not need a pasuk. That the question still stands. Let's learn out kesa from Omar of Ria. If you know you could buy an Omar of Ria through money, so for sure you should be able to mekadesh your wife also through money. So again, why do we need a pasuk yikach for? So my answer is like you didn't answer anything. Fakir, you wanted to say Yavama tochiach, Yavama is not tochiach, Yavama doesn't have shtar. But your wife that has shtar and has bia, so for sure she'd also have kesef in the svara. I would not have to have the pasuk yikach. Tzumara says no. Rav Ashi, says, Meshem diyika lemeima mikara d'dina pircha. Really, I could say at the beginning where you want to learn it out from, there's a question right there at the beginning. Ne'echa komaisis lo, where do you want to say in svara, I should know, that you could marry your wife with money? Me'yom avriya. You want to say, just like Omar Ria, you could buy an Omar Ria with money, the same way you could marry your wife with money also. So I'll tell you no. Ma li Omar Ria. You know what's doing with the Omar Ria. Omar Ria is different. Ma li Omar Ria shekein yoitza the kesef. Omar Ria at the end, she could buy herself free with money. She works a certain amount of years, and then she gets a lot of money, or somebody else gives her money, so she has a right to buy herself back. There's such a lach of pidyon. You could buy yourself back by an Omar Ria. So maybe that's why you could be kind of her at the beginning with kesef also. Ma shein kein tiyama bezu by your own wife shein a yaitza bekesef. There's no way to get rid of her with money. At the end, you have to give her a get. There's no way to pay her off. So maybe since money doesn't have to do with the gittin at the end, maybe you can't make kedushin either. So if so, you cannot learn out kedushin from Omar Ria. Therefore, Tamalarma. Therefore, we need the pasuk right now. Ki yikachish. If a man takes his wife, and Lashon Kichim is a kinyan of kesef, like it says by Sada, so that's how we know it's true you can make kedushin with kesef. So now, so far we're coming out, we have two psukim to say that you can mekadesh your wife with kesef. Either from the pasuk of Ki Yikach Ishisha, Kicha means kesef, or else in the pasuk before, V'yotzachina main kosef, that a Nama Ria goes out free and there's no money involved there. But it's mashma, there is someplace else that money is involved. That means when the daughter goes away from her father, when she gets married, there is money involved. So Mara says, now we need both sukkim. V'yitzrach lemichtav kiyikach ish. We need this pasuk right now, kiyikach. Why? V'yitzrach lemichtav v'yotzachinam. V'yitzrach lemichtav kiyikach ish. We need both sukkim. The two limudim we just learned, we need both of them to teach us two places that you could marry your wife through money. But we just have the pasuk of ki yikach, have a minon, I would have thought to say, kedushin diyoyiv lo bal dido heve. That the money the husband gives her goes to her. Just from the pasuk of ki yikach, I would have thought to say, if a man marries a nara, so the money goes to her, not to the father. Therefore, kosev rachman of yotzachinam. Therefore, I need the second pasuk of yotzachinam and kosev, like we learned before, that the money does not go to her, but rather the money goes to the father. That's why I need the pasuk of yotzachinam and kosev. All right, turn over. Yeah. Right, v'yotzachinam, just this pasuk, I would have thought to say, heicha diyoy v'le'ihi lididei v'kidashtoy ha'v'kidushay. Maybe if the wife gives the money to the husband, she can also make kedushin. That if it's time a loshen of kesef of money, so maybe whichever one gives the money to the other one can make the ma'aseh kedushin. For this pasuk of the Yotzachina main kosev just says there's no money when the Omar Ria leaves her master. But there is money involved when she wants to get married. Now who gives the money to who? Maybe either way is good. Either the husband gives the money to his wife, or maybe if the wife wants to do the Ma'aseh Kedushin, maybe she can do the Ma'aseh Kedushin. Maybe she could give the money to the husband and say, Harayat Mekadeshesli. So therefore, Kosev Rachmanot Torah writes, no, Ki Yikach, for Loi Ki Sikach. Kiyikach ish means the man has to take his wife. The man has to make the ma'aseh kedushin, and not that she is taking the husband. There's no way that she could do the Ma'isi Kedushin. So therefore I need these two psukim. Kiyikas teaches me that the man has to do the Ma'isi Kedushin, he has to give the money. And the Yosachinim and Kosa teaches me that when the husband gives the money to the Nara, she does not keep the money, but rather the money goes to the father. That's why we need these two psukim. Right. Now, Ubolo, Pasuk says, Kiyikach ish isha Ubolo. Tomorrow says now, Ubolo, melamed sheniknes bebiya. The next word, Ubolo, means he lives with her. He's coming to teach us that you can make Kedusha through Biya. Tomorrow says, V'aloi dinu, really it's a Svara. Like, what do I need a Pasuk for? I would know it in Svara. Oma yivama, maduch, when the brother, you know, the brother dies. So the new brother now comes and makes Yiba, makes Biya. Ma yivama, sheniknes bekesef. He can't buy his Yivama. But rather, Niknes Bebiya, his Kenyan is Bebiya. So Zu, when you want to marry your wife, Sheniknes Bekesef, we have already Psukim, that you can marry her with Kesef, is Eina Din Sheniknes Bebiya? Wouldn't I know in Minasavari you could make a Kedusha through Biya, so why do I need the Pasuk Ubala? I would know without the Pasuk. Samara says, no, Omar Vriya Tachiyach. I would say Omar Vriya made teaches us that Sheniknes Bekesef, you could buy an Omar Vriya with money, but the ain't Niknes Bebiya. You cannot buy her. She has no dinim of Omar Vriya through Biya. So if so, even though Kedushin has Kesef, maybe there's no Kedushin through Biya. Samara says, no, Mal Omar Vriya Shein Kinyon L'Shem Ishus. You know why you can't make Biya with your maid? Because the maid is not Ishus. A maid is a maid. You're buying an Omar Vriya to work, slave, to work for you, but not to be your wife. Where does it apply to have a Kenyan Biya? That's by your wife. That's living with your wife. Tayama Bezuma Shenkin over here, when you're marrying your wife, Shekinyon Lushamishus, like no Kenyan is to be with her, to be like one. So of course there's a svar to say that Biya should be a Kenyan. So Talmud Lama, the Pasuk says, Ubala. That's why the Pasuk says Ubala. So Maris again, doesn't make sense. What are you saying? For Lomali Kro, Ha'asula. But what are you just waiting the Pasuk for? We just got finished saying, learn it out from the Kavu Chayim, from Yibum. Maduch Yibum does not have Kesef, has Biya, so your own wife that has Kesef, for sure it should be a good Kenyan by Biya. What do I need a Pasuk Ubala for? Gemara says, Amravashi Mishum again, the Yikul Meima, we could say, Mikora Dedina, at the beginning of this learning, Pircha, there's a question on this Kavu Chayim. Mehecha Kam Isis Law, where do you want to learn out that you could marry your wife with Biya? From Imi Yavama, from the mitzvahs Yibum, I tell you no. Ma li Yavama shekains kuka v'yamedes. Yibum is a pshat, your brother was married to her. True, your brother died. But when your brother died, we know there's a klal of Zika. There's something like left over. There's still called some ishus of your brother left over to his wife. That's why you have a chiv now to be miyabim her. But it's considered like you're finishing off the kinyan. In other words, it's like your brother started the kinyan and you're finishing it off. So since you're like finishing off something, that's why Biya is good. But Yama Bezu, when you want to marry a regular wife, that you have no ties with her before, there's no Haskola Sakinyan before, she ain't the kook of your medis. She's not Zoka, she's not set aside for you. You have no Zika, no attachment to her. Maybe there you cannot make Biya. Maybe there she's like a stranger. You have to first make a Kinyan Kesef. Or El Shtar, Talmud Loma, that's why the apostle is saying, no, Ubala. Comes to you, no, even by Kedushin also, there is a Kenyan of Biya. That's why I need a Pasuk. Then the third thing the Mishnah says is,